Good morning. Those clever people amongst you may notice a theme. I've also been asked to share some thoughts about Christmas. So who likes Christmas? That's pretty impressive. I imagine all the kids love it, and most of the adults probably find it a bit stressful. What is Christmas? A holiday? A break from school? Well, unfortunately, sorry. Is it a time when you are forced to have turkey and Brussels sprouts? Is it a time when you have a nativity play and you can see your lovely child playing the part of a tree or a donkey? Yes, it's all of those things, isn't it? It is a fun time, and we do treat it as a celebratory party time. But I think the retailers have probably collared it, and a lot of it seems to be not very much about the birth of Christ, which is what we're celebrating. And Jesus, born a couple of thousand years ago, and here we are today, still marking his birth. Isn't that just amazing? Forget what you do or don't know about Jesus, but just to think that there's a man who lived a couple of thousand years ago, and we still celebrate his birth. And Jesus had many titles before he was born and during his life. And titles like Messiah, Saviour, Son of Man, Son of God, King of the Jews, Teacher. What would you expect to come into the world when you were thinking a person was coming to save the world? You know, and I try and think of today, what would we expect? We'd probably expect at least someone to arrive on a spaceship for a start. Maybe to look like the Incredibles. But we're used to seeing the world's problems from our position of power, because that's what we get taught through the press. So we have countries that arm themselves and their enemies arm themselves, and we live in fear that and so that we won't destroy each other. That is a little bit of the way of the world, and yet Jesus came as a humble person. He came to serve. He came to love us. He came to show us a totally different way. Because if you think of the powerful, whatever that means to you, whether that's powerful by money, by fame, by whatever it is, there's only so few of us that can ever achieve that. Now think of what Jesus brought and tell me how many people can achieve humility. How many people can serve? How many people can love? Because we all have, all of us, we have that in us. And so it was an amazing thing that Jesus brought, something totally unexpected for the Jewish world, Jewish and Gentile nations. And so, and Jesus during his life said, I come to bring, to show you the character of my Father. So Jesus came to show a Father that is humble, a Father that is loving, a Father that is forgiving, a Father that is accepting, a Father that wants to be with the poor, a Father that doesn't go to the high places of palaces and kings and queens, but talks to all of us. And so it's an amazing time that we think about the Jesus that came to this earth to demonstrate the love of God. And when we accept Jesus in our lives, we have the opportunity to show people the character of Jesus, just like Jesus shows the character of God. So that's the opportunity that we all have, because we have a God that loves us. Yeah, I'd just like to pray now. That's all I had to say. But can I just pray? Our God, we think of the poor because that's who Jesus came for. We think of the homeless. Jesus came for them. We think of those who live in homes but live in fear because Jesus came for them. We think of those who are oppressed by the powerful because Jesus came for them. We thank you, Jesus, that actually you came for all of us, and you came because you love us. You came to show us a new way. You came to show us the way to your Father. So wherever we stand with you today, wherever we are in that relationship with you, we just ask that today will be the beginning of something new. Amen.